Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:48, 8:49. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. Have you been following this story in the United States? There was a recent law enforcement tragedy. It took the life of a 29-year-old Tyre Nichols. What is the story around this? What should happen? And why does this type of event keep happening in the United States? Professor John Stramlau, he's an honorary international relations professor at Wits University. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, thanks, Howard. I'm fine. Happy New Year to you, too. And I'm glad to chat with you, although you raised some very far-reaching questions that we probably can't deal with in a few minutes. But in any case, let's press on.
Right. Well, for anybody who hasn't been following the story, what happened?
Well, what happened was this 29-year-old was driving home. He was very close to his house, apparently. He's a skateboarder and a FedEx employee and got a father of a 4-year-old boy and very close to his mother and the ideal sort of low-key kind of guy. Mm. And he was stopped, but we don't know exactly why. And the camera footage, which has been so controversial in this instance, doesn't really tell us very much about, they say it was reckless driving, but we don't know what that means. So there are a lot of questions that are going to have to be probed by journalists and by the judiciary, and those court cases are just getting underway because, as you probably know, it attracted a powerful police force around this young man. Five officers initially who have been fired and now indicted for second-degree murder because he did die 4 days later. The events happened on January 7th, and this has been playing out until now, and we're still only beginning to scratch the surface.
The problem is that we also live in a world of confirmation bias. So when an event like this does happen where we see potential signs of police brutality, it takes us back to all sorts of other cases. Is that fair? Is it a fair way to look at the United States, which is a massive country with a huge police force and police who are doing a difficult job as they are all around the world? Are we judging them fairly if an incident every now and then occurs that is not acceptable?
Well, what you're pointing to is an endemic problem to the United States and an endemic problem to South Africa, which has been summarized by our president as unemployment, inequality, and poverty. And that afflicts the black majority here, and it affects the black minority in the United States. And what you're seeing, why the story is so significant, is Memphis is now a black city. It's 60% black. The chief of police is a black female. The chief of the fire department, the fire chief, is a black female. The politics is run by and for blacks, but they're isolated in a state which is a former slave state, Deep South, that is still 65% white or 70% white, and only 16% black overall. So that the governorship and the higher up politics all run by white. What this is being compared with is the 2020 murder of George Floyd. That was in Minneapolis. That was a white policeman killing a black man, and was caught on a video by a bystander. This instance, they have of cameras on poles around the scene of the incident, as well as body cams on the police. So there's about an hour's worth of film. I haven't watched it all, but I've watched a large segment of it. And it is just revolting because of the brutality perpetrated by the police on this guy. Now, when you start peeling that away and saying, well, the police have a difficult job, they sure do. But again, this is a result of historical forces that have yet to be contended with America hasn't reckoned with race any more than South Africa has. I mean, in fact, a good deal less.
I know that I'm no expert on it, but my experience,
because it's the black majority. So, and they have political power.
Right.
I'm just reading Peter Harris's book about how close call the election was when the Nationalist Party and the Freedom Front and the UKANTA tried to stuff the ballots at the very last minute and undermined it. So the politics is not for kids. It's serious business. And what is so striking about the way that the city authorities have handled it in Memphis is they've been totally transparent. They have released the films. There is wide discrepancy now being commented upon between the police report and what actually is on the films. And that's going to take a lot of careful analysis and thought and debate. But the events in Memphis were symptomatic of gross inequalities that have been racially defined and the inner city suburbs problems of inequality and policing. And there are too many guns and there's too much fear. And there's too much residual structural discrimination that has haunted the country. And all these things are coming together in Memphis, and that's why this story is so important and interesting, but also complex. And we just don't know what the answers are yet.
And does this talk to an internalized racism? Is that the concern here?
Well, of course it is. I mean, it is a slow process. There's never been a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, even though that was an inadequate response to the centuries of white minority rule here and the denigration of black people. But in the U.S., there is a further element to this, which is that, you know, you had 15 generations of enslavement that denigrated the human beings to the point of they're not being counted as humans, as full humans. And then it was all about economics and all about politics, but it's only been the politics that have now come to the surface. And in my lifetime, we're having more and more of a debate about this, but people get tired of it and react to it. Donald Trump was a reaction to Barack Obama. You know, if you took it in racial terms, it was a lot more complicated than that, obviously. But still, in voting, you vote instinctively, you vote identity, and look at Israel today, for heaven's sakes, and Blinken is out there trying to calm curtail the passions of identity politics in that region.
Absolutely, and this is obviously a story in the United States that needs to be discussed, because these are the examples that we can talk about that uncover or maybe unpeel that onion layer by layer to try and get to the real issues. Professor John Stramlau, Honorary International.
That's exactly right.
John Ed Stramlau, who's Honorary International Relations Professor at Fitz University. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us. It is 8:57. Good morning.